sorry, that might have been a hair fast, too fast for people. I don't know. But it's a great tune. So there's a couple of little things that I do in there that are probably different, but and you can learn them or not. Generally, if you do some of the stuff similar to what I did, generally you're not going to mess up the session. You know, everybody's going to be able to play along with you, you know, on that kind of stuff. So
you did some very cool, just tiny variations in the morning dew.
Right.
Just fabulous. I love that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So, you know, the thing that's, and Claudine, by the way, I do see you. Just saw you. Lovely to see you. Ellen, good to see you. And Mary and Karen, I think you guys, I haven't talked to you, said hello to you yet. And Martha, who is Sue, Linda? Did I say hello to you? Jim? I don't know. We got some newcomers here. Now we've lost four people already. What is going on here? No, I was having a good time there. We were at 94.
Oh, we almost reached 100.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're back down to 90. So anyway.
What happens when you get to 100?
I have no idea. We haven't reached 100 yet. So I think there's a cutoff on Zoom when we reach 100, I think. So I guess we'll find out if we ever do reach it. We're certainly getting close. So.
Some people have two people in the window, so you could count it as 100.
Oh, that's right.
Or you could double. You could have everyone call in twice.
Well, I think what happens is, so if we have four screens, right? You can get 50 on a 25 on a screen. So four screens is 100, right? Hi, Bill. Bill Foss.
Hi, John. Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. Bill Connie, how are you? So this is what I was told, because I did, this was confused me the very first time I did this. So when you go from one screen to another, if you don't have enough people in that screen, they just fill it in with everybody, other people that you've already seen. So, you know, I might see the same person in three different screens. Why they do it that way, I guess they don't want people to, you know, they don't want one person on the screen, I guess, you know, or two people on the screen. So so there are duplicates of screens. Hey, Yvette, how are you? And Valerie, and Mark.
Hi, John.
Sharon. Now I'm seeing all the people I didn't see before. Sharon Goldwasser and Sharon Payne. Is it Payne? How do you say that? Sharon Pin?
It's Pine.
A Pine.
Pine, yeah.
Okay, it was just hard for me to see. So, and Cindy Fallon and David. Good to see you guys. David Brown, good to see you too. And Marie. Lovely to see you. All right, Tissa. All right, so anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but yeah. So the thing is about if you do variations or you learn different versions from different people, as long as they're not radical, they'll fit together. You know what I mean? As long as you're not playing some radical stuff, generally you can play the morning dew that has several different variations, several different ways of playing it. I do think a lot of people are probably playing the Chieftains version, you know, from when they did it, recorded it years and years ago. I could be wrong about that, you know. And then once something gets into it gets into that loop, right? A lot of places create their own session books, and then that book is shared by somebody else, and then it's shared by that person to somebody else, and the next thing you know, everybody has the wrong version of the tune. But I'm just kidding. all right, what are we gonna play now? We go back to jigs. Let's do the New York jig and the geese in the bog. And then the before I go any further, I should actually, so you know, most of you know anyway, if you got the email, of course, you had to get the email from Lisa, that we're having Catherine and John McAvoy this weekend. So we'd love to see some of you if you can make it. But if you can't, as I always say every week, could you at least please share the information and get the word out? We have, I think, about 14 people signed up so far. So it's a little down from what we're normally used to this time of the week. last week we did really, really well. So we had our biggest audience, I think 77 people for the master session last Saturday, which was pretty phenomenal. But I'd love to have a good showing for everybody, of course, you know, but it's tough for people to make it every week because it's a lot of money. But if you know any flute players or fiddle players or anybody that would like to support Catherine and John, that would be great. Okay. And I certainly appreciate the support that you guys give me week to week. I do enjoy this. That certainly, without a shadow of a doubt, the highlight of my day today. I can tell you that without any hesitation whatsoever. And I'm delighted. So just it's my heart is beating a little better. And feeling my heart is feeling a little bit better. So thank you for that. All right, so here we go.